Yesterday at the Cook County Board of Commissioners meeting, the board voted in favor of a letter of support for the constitutional protection of Lakeview Natural Dairy in its ongoing legal battle with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. The letter was put forth by former Cook County Deputy Sheriff Greg Gentz, who has been a vocal supporter of Lakeview Dairy and its owner David Berglund throughout the legal process. The board was planning on voting on an 8-page resolution that would show support of Lakeview, but Gentz offered his 1-paragraph letter as an alternative, directly referencing the dairy's protection under the Minnesota Constitution to sell their products without government involvement. Gentz says the commissioners are bound by oath to uphold the state constitution.
Every president, governor, mayor, state attorney, county attorney, city attorney, deputy sheriff, police officer, city council member, and county commissioner must make this oath. This is exactly, in my opinion, what our elected officials should be upholding and speaking in support of, and in my opinion, it should be considered one of the highest duties of the office.
Gentz believed the resolution that was to be voted on did not focus on the constitutional issue and contained wording that would ultimately harm Lakeview Dairy's case. He believes his letter is a more direct and to-the-point alternative.
It highlights the private nature of the association between the farm direct-to-consumer relationship. It speaks directly as to what we are talking about, which is products of the farm and garden. And it focuses on the private men and women who are making an informed decision to privately purchase from the private farmer or gardener.
The board voted in favor of Gentz's alternative letter over the proposed resolution yesterday afternoon later. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture is currently accusing David Berglund with contempt for refusing to allow MDA officials to inspect his farm several times in 2014. There was a public hearing on March 9th in front of Judge Mike Cuzzo, who will be issuing a written decision within 90 days of that court date. At that hearing, Judge Cuzzo stayed the contempt order.